Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the fat fried fryers, deep fried fryers area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or a box of sunshine. Thanks, Ron.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what food not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Do a stainless steel the entire time.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur, blur, blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on Radio KOL.
That would be courtesy of Rock the Slayer, who, God, I don't even think I want to change anything on that. That's just freaking hilarious. Sonic Kills on Sight. Oh, God. Hello, this is Ashalon, fresh back from, Little Rock, from, Riverfest. And, yeah, great music festival, and, this is State of the Kingdom. This is the show, apparently, now with more competition. Woo! I don't care. This is the show where you can ask questions and we talk about, well, pretty much the game. Not a dever. I'm, not a coder. My coding ability stopped at basic. I'm not talking visual basic. I'm talking 10. Go to 20. 20. Go to 10. Run. Okay, that's my coding ability. Woot me. As you know, I did actually get some scripting sorted out with Neverwinter Nights. I was working on that. But that was mostly, hey, can you build this code? And then I'll kind of just copy and replicate for what I want it to do. Yeah, that was great. Thank you. So here's how this works. As always, this is a 2-hour show, and the second hour is entirely your questions. And let me tell you, last week's questions kicked ass. I mean, I got a ton of them. They were good questions, and we got some good discussions going on. So, where Ashalon's cell phone doesn't work right because the stupid hotel. Oh my God, the hotel I was in had this courtyard, and the room I was in was off the courtyard. And so if I was in my room, it didn't work, because apparently the building blocked the cell phone signals. Or if I go outside, but not in the courtyard, it worked just fine. Go freaking figure. But, oh well. But anyway, back to the show. This is a non-request show. I do mostly talking on this show. And, pretty much how this works is you blue message, which is a message in chat, not a message through messages or KMail. Basically, your question to Ashalon, which is player number 67689, and we don't beg Zor. We just all trade stuff for other stuff, unless we're all, you know, collecting the same thing. which apparently happens a lot around here. But anyway, so you send those blue messages to Ashlon, which is player number 67689, and I will start answering them top of the hour. But at this point, I have two questions, and let me explain to you something about my show. If I don't have questions, the second hour massively sucks sores. But anyway, I promised a story in chat about that song, Men to Live, and Switchfoot was there as one of the bands that was playing on Saturday before Live did. And, you know, the lead singer gets down and stands on the security barrier, holding on to the security guard in one hand, and, you know, having the fans holding him up the other way, and he's just sitting there singing. It's freaking awesome. But as he gets back up, this guy's got this kick drum head. He's like, dude, you want me to sign it? He's like, no, I want Chad, who's the drummer, to sign. He's like, okay. So he gets up there, you know, he gets the drum, he goes, hey, dude, just come up here. So, you know, security guard throws this kid up here. You know, you play drums, yeah, this is your first kick trip, yeah, I got mad at somebody and I kicked it, you know, hooray for this dude and his right foot of fury. It's like, so, dude, do you like those songs? He goes, yeah. You want to play? And he's like, yeah. It's like, well, what song? You know, Men to Live. Okay, cool. You know, we play it, we'll get you over here and let you play drums. So he hangs at the side. Later on, you know, kid, he goes, loses this. He goes, okay, you've been holding a sign this whole time. You get up here, too. And apparently the sign said, like, you know, I can play guitar. Let me play guitar with you. And basically, he's right when they do Men to Live. And this kid can't be, like, 10. I mean, 10 if he's huge, okay? I mean, this guitar, when he puts the guitar on him, it is down by his knees, okay, on the strap. And, you know, he's like, do you need a pick? He's like, no, I got my own pick. And he goes out there, you know, and the drummer and the bass been doing, like, you know, kind of hangout music, and they count him off, and he starts playing the guitar piece of the song. I swear, this kid could maybe 8 to 9, maybe 10 if he's lucky. Place just goes crazy, and then the other kid starts doing the drumming. Place goes crazy again. He's like, screw this, by the end of this concert, we aren't even going to be up here. Here, you guys sing. And so the guy just holds the microphone out over the crowd. I mean, it was just freaking awesome. You know, these like 8, 10-year-old kids playing up here, and doing it damn well. Yeah, it's a big old joke, guys. So chill, Bob. So anyway, blue messages, because I don't tend to catch them when you just throw them in radio chat like Skynet just did. And so don't do that. So blue message me to Ashlon, and I will answer them. Like I said, otherwise the questions suck source. So I have a whopping 3 now. Yes, 3 questions. Ooh, oh yeah. I sense the suckiness coming. So let's see here. I probably will spend a little bit of time kind of recapping the festival, talk about live and gloating. I found a way to piss off Lilith, besides saying, oh my god, I have a new opener, is say, you know, I could call you when Live is playing and let you listen. And she responds, says, I will kill you if you do that. And I'm like, eep, okay, don't do that. So, I offered. But yeah, it absolutely freaking kicked ass. It did. That just freaking pwned hard. But yeah, it's a 3-day festival. That's the ends tonight, but there's no one playing tonight that was good. They were good. The Neville Bros was playing on one stage, the Doobie Bros was playing on another stage, but that's kind of really not my genre, if you've heard any of my normal radio shows. Last night was Train, which is a very good live show, by the way. They were opened by a band called Need to Breathe. It's all one word. If anybody's ever heard of this band before, I need some of their music, because it was actually pretty damn good. It's Need to Breathe, one band, one word. And then Switchfoot, and then there's some little small band from New Jersey, which is pretty cool. And I missed the morning stuff, because we were out looking at the crafts and kids' fairs and stuff and looking at the foods and then live last night, oh my god, who all I heard last night was this old couple bitching about everything. But we'll talk about Lil's now trying to backtrack. She's like, no, we didn't know when I was on air. Well, no, they weren't playing when you were on air. That was different. I haven't messaged him. Oh my god. Don't make me wang your ass. Actually, no. That so deserves a wanging. So anyway, blue messages to Ashlon. I'm playing some music that I got to hear this weekend, and you get to whimper and listen to what I get to listen to live. This is Ashlon here on State of the Kingdom, here on Radio KOL. And I'm back, and like I said, this is great music. And yeah, good. Good concert. Anyway, so what are we going to talk about today? Well, we got a couple of new things in the kingdom since last week. I have to say, when I logged on, what was it? Friday? From work. And saw these, oh my god, we're going to die thread, the apocalypse is nigh, from the comet. I was so glad I had no kids in the room, because I'm laughing so hard about this. You guys are scared of everything. Love it. Anyway. The comet is here. The comet has been found. Humorously enough, by the gift shop guy. They can't name it after him because they don't know his name. Which I thought that was just a classic shot at a Gorblax. I was like, yeah, that's funny. But, so what's the comet going to do? Well, I don't know. You know, so there's a comet. And, you know, there's been some people who's tried to look at the image numbers and figure out where it's going and where it's not, and, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, if we had, you know, the original whole thing was that, Jake had said earlier on, they were talking about, you know, giving a rationale for why things got different or re-overhauling the stat days and everything, and, you know, we talked about being the third moon, and then someone said, you know, well, big comet comes in and hits Grimace and knocks off a chunk, and now there's three moons that they all have to synchronize. And honestly, if you think about it, that makes great ways for us to have the for the ratios. Lilith says that the comet will make her vomit, or will it? And or do you think the comet will mess up my gloomy mushroom farming? God, I hope not. That would piss people off. I mean, dear God, people get so mad about that. But anyway, I mean, because think about this: if you have a chunk of a moon get knocked off, okay, just conservation momentum, is that Grimace is going to be affected by this as well, and so we could easily move into like a 6-day or a 7-day rotation, and then this third piece would be like maybe at an 8 or a 9 or a 10-day rotation, and so then you could have, you know, there are probably easy ways to do this. But you could easily have... Oh my god, that's freaking awesome! Steelband just showed me the comet, his little set, his SIG picture comet reset. Yes, yes, that might have to just be put onto my form for a while, because that's funny. I love that. Yes, excellent. But with this comet, and really with the math, you should be, copy lefted or whatever. I've seen a lot of people have that on there, though. But you have the opportunity to do a three-number resonance, which would really open up how stat days work, and give you some options, some split stat days. Instead of one big boost from one, you could have, you know, a half muscle, half moxie boost. So there's a lot of opportunities. This, you know, there's a lot of speculation going on about the comet and what it's going to do, and I think that's good. I like that, because when you have a three-body system, you have a lot more options, just a two-body system. And, comet, do I need to scrub my bathtub? Oh, God. I think what got me to laugh so hard was a point in the thread. I need to find it, because the wording was just classic. Where... the comet... I've got to find this. No, I need, you know, I hate it that I always want to find something, whenever I'm, like, on time. my first business one, I think it's going to fall on the icy peak and thus killing all the meat farmers. Okay, like that one. That one was good. And let's see here. What else? Where's the other one of in this comet thread, which I'm just laughing my ass off? Volvoid, I think the comet's the least of our worries, seeing as everyone in leaderboard for stargazing is going to get eyeball cancer and mutate into, well, mutants and eat the rest of us for dinner. This is coming from the man who is a Green Reaper. Love it. John Blees, velocity is critical. If that thing's moving fast enough, impact will be catastrophic, possibly even dogastrophic. Excellent. Where is it? Crap. Must find it, because it was the funniest damn... I snorted. I did. I absolutely freaking snorted when I read it. A naked Jew is going to hit the short travel agency, destroying him, making Ascension impossible. Yeah. Silvan, I don't know what you guys are worrying about. Vovoy, eye cancer mutation! I love it! Where is that post? Oh! It's gotta be around here somewhere. Mr. Team's Rambling was pretty good. That one I enjoyed. Is it really on page 3? God. Ah, here it is. Sleepy Worm, all I know is this. If it actually is a giant toilet flush handle of Reset Doom, I want my Tome of Turd Summoning. I was like, oh my God. Goodbye, Leather. I just cracked up on that one. It was like, oh shit. They have all lost their mind. Because it's a freaking comet. That very well, easily, I think, honestly, is going to be the mechanism and the storyline for the Naughty Sorceress 13, and or a revamp of the entire stat day situation. So, all you spaders out there, start watching your stats, see if your moxie or mysticality starts doing weird things based on where this comet is, or after the explosion, figure out what's going on. Tome of Turb Summoning. Holy shit, where do you guys come up with this crap? I mean, gah. It'll destroy her tower, forcing her to build a new one. Should make it stronger, faster, harder. No, wait. Anyway, so the comet's around. It really hasn't done a lot of movement. People like, so my God, we're all going to die. No, you're not. You're not. So, yeah. Well, you know, some of you might die. DJ Ashland may finally snap and start killing you all. But that's just, you know, DJ Ashland. I can't ever talk about him. Okay, so there are a couple more questions to come in. Remember, if you have questions for me to talk during the second half of the show, which will start in about 15 minutes, then you need to blue message those questions to Ashalon, which is play number 67689. The other new thing that came out, the guys in Hardcore think it will hit on June 6th, 6606. I could see that one. That would be funny. The only reason we won't die, thanks to the comets, because there's no dead status ailment. You know, that could be adjusted. And we'll let you be the first one. no, anyway. The other new thing that came out is this nice little level 15 skill for Disco Bandit called Superhuman Cocktail Crafting. Came out about 4 days ago. So it's definitely past the 48-hour rule. Aha. And what it basically does is it allows you to, first off, make 5 cocktail piece works instead of 3. And you can then make super variations of basic booze and your basic fruits, or your mixers. And then with your new high-powered distilled booze and your exotic fruit, you can make some highly exotic drinks that no man or woman at the kingdom has seen in many eons. And so this stuff is pretty damn good, gives you lots of adventures, and really, from the math I've seen, what it looks to me is that it will give you equivalent beginning stats to if you just did TPS drinks, but not if you then drank a TPS for your nightcap instead of a Disco Bandit drink, or advanced Disco Bandit drink for this. There's kind of still some iffies on the numbers. I'm still waiting for them to get pinned down. But what it looks like to me is that they've now given you, oh my God, an option. Hooray for options. You have to make a choice. Okay? It's not just one thing. You get to choose how you play the game. And so, everybody's been bitching that they couldn't do TPS drinks because, oh my God, they're 8 million meat or whatever the hell they are now. Have this now as an option to get relatively good drinks for day usage. Now, overnight, the nightcap, the drink that puts you over your drunkenness and basically ends your turn for the day, that's something different, okay? What people are looking at now is now there's this big discussion, and I don't buy it, that because of these new drinks, people are going to want to, instead of doing a teat drop, doing a liver drop. And I'm like, what the hell? No. I can still get better value out of 4 chow mein. Now, it's not much. It has gotten closer. Okay? And if someone has really crunched these numbers and proven to me that I'm wrong on this, but from what I can figure out, and it's closer. It's not exact, but it's within a statistical ballpark, which means it's might as well be almost equivalent, but it's not. It's real close. There is some overlap. 4 chow mains, and then 2 TPS drinks, and 2 schnapps will still give you more than 3 chow mein, 4 super disco bandits, and 3 schnapps. like I said, it's close. Okay? Because you do get the benefits then if you go with a T-drop. You know, it's pretty easy because, you know, but again, that's still for your massively, you know, hardcore runs or people who want as many adventures as possible. Like I said, I'm waiting for the numbers to completely pin down to an acceptable, understood range before I really make that final call. And the question is going to basically be, are you going for more stats or are you going for more adventures? Because it seems to be usually what happens is that you get more stats, but you'll get less adventures. There's some give and take to this. If you look at some at basic food and drink tables for things that have equivalent drunkenness or fullness, then what you see is that there's give and take. There's not always going to be the same thing. I mean, for example, if you look at the reagent foods, okay, you've got three reagent foods, that one's for muscle, one's for moxie, one's for mysticality, and they're all about pretty equivalent. And then you've got the fourth one, which does, you know, a little spread out, a little bit more meat, but you get just a fewer, less adventures because you're also getting a little bit of meat. So, you know, there's some give and take. And if you look at your Disco Bandit drinks versus other things that have this, you know, your level 3 drinks and your level 3 foods, you look at this and there is some give and take between you're not going to get more adventures and more stats. You get one or the other. So, I don't know what's going on in radio chat. Everybody play nice. Or else. Liver drops. it's a as in just go no path. Yeah. Yes, Rickett. That's the whole point. People are going, we're gonna go boost to Farian, get liver steel and then drop for food. I'm like, are you idiots? It's a no drop. It's a no drop. But really, you know, until exactly I see the meat, the numbers, and that's the one thing, is this teat drop going to basically be, you know, one goes, well, because you have eau de bouse, and then you can use less clicking, and like, what, 3 clicks, one to go teat, and one to go to your My Account menu, and one to drop teat. Oh, no. we have to play nice, Nico. Because I said so. But anyway, so, yes, there are new drinks out there. There are plenty of brand new, hilarious, humorous things to laugh at. Yeah, I mean, it's just great. The bottle of Lieutenant Freeman. Love that one. Love the Montigi. It's gone pretty good. I think it's going to be pretty good. Now, what has also been said off of this is that when you look at the level 15 crafting skills, now there's 3 skills left to put in, 2 of them logically are going to be crafting. One of them is going to be Turtle Tamer. One of them is going to be... No, wait, that's wrong. Seal Clubber, because Turtle Tamer is already in. Seal Clubber, and then one was going to be one of the Mysticality. I would hazard a guess, and again, I'm guessing that it was going to be Postomancer, and Sorcerer is going to be something different. But that the... And just for sake of discussion, Postomancer and Seal Clubber, that they're also probably going to expand the number of reagents and things that you can make, you know, for pasta and stuff like that. Apparently the Seal Clubber, or this new crafting skill, is going to give you stuff that's going to allow you to make better pants, and apparently it might have some effect on different foods that you can make, and that one kind of intrigued me because apparently that was something that kind of caught me off guard when I, because I wasn't expecting that. I was reading one of the transcripts I sent about. They could release the Seal Clubber skill now, but that, you know, it would do good, but then you wouldn't be impressed with it because everything you get out of it wouldn't be useful yet. So I'm like, huh. So that would be interesting. So it looks like what they're trying to do is, again, the idea of symmetry, we're going to have a new level, a new crafting skill, one for Moxie, one for Mysticality, and one for Muscle. And then we still have this mystery skill, this additional mystery Mysticality skill that no one really knows what it is. And, I don't know. That's going to be interesting to see what that is. So we'll have to see. I'm still hoping that it's a skill that doubles the damage on spells. I highly doubt that I'm going to win on that one. But, you know, that's just my wish. Now, they may come up with something completely different, and see, Miss Quinn, that's the thing. They're starting to blend stuff now. They're basically assuming that when you're going to level 15 like that, you're going to be blending skills, and so that's what I'm kind of waiting to see how this is all going to fall down and shake down. It's interesting. And then we always have the big eye of the comet. Just as long, all I know is that I don't want to have to do something and then reset the comet to 3 days before. And then have to do, like, other stuff and then reset the comet to 3 days before. Because that would get annoying. It was cool for one game, not cool for a second game. Yeah. So, anyway, I think that's going to be my lovely discussion, and this would be the time, really, I don't have that many questions here, guys, for you to send in questions, gameplay-related or opinionated questions that you'd like to talk about. This can be kind of your talk show point. You can, you know, I think this should be done, da-da-da-da, and then I can agree or disagree or shoot you down or give you hype and tell you to talk to Jick on Monday show. But you know, this is kind of the talk show. You can ask questions, you can ask for help, you can point things out, you know, have some fun with it. We'll play a little live here. We'll come back, we're gonna do some questions. This is Ashlyn here on Radio KOL, State of the Kingdom.